Today is the first day of the United Methodist Church's General Conference in Tampa. Some church members and other human rights activists are asking the denomination to pull investments from companies whose products aid in the Israeli violence against Palestinians. About 30 supporters wore yellow to a press conference at a downtown Tampa hotel this morning to symbolize hope for the end of suffering in Palestine. Opponents of the divestment measure argue that positive investments should be used in the region, but Marianne Swenson, a United Methodist bishop in Southern California, saw during visits to the West Bank that that wasn't working.
And the pushback came very strong, telling me, how could you have changed your mind? And I said, well, I went to Hebron and I saw people that had to climb down the back alley and carry their babies through a back window to get into their homes. And I saw 1,500 soldiers protecting a few people in a settlement. I had to stop this, you know, and I saw the homes that were being demolished by Caterpillar now, and we have to stop that. And I saw how what we had been trying to do wasn't enough, and we needed to do more, and we had to stand up and do more in order to make the changes.
The divestment petition is called the United Methodist Kairos Response. It calls for the church's Board of Pensions to withdraw any investments in the three targeted companies, Hewlett-Packard, Motorola, and Caterpillar. Jim Winkler is a United Methodist Church member and has been an integral part of that push.
For 40 years, the United Methodist Church has passed petitions and statements calling for an end to the occupation, decrying Israel's policies toward the Palestinian people. And for 40 years, these fine words have sat on shelves in our offices and in our churches.
Winkler said the group made multiple attempts to meet with executives from Caterpillar. The company sells heavy machinery to Israel that is modified and used to demolish Palestinian homes. However, Winkler added,
they continued to meet with the General Board of Pensions because they weren't getting and are not getting any pressure from the General Board of Pensions and Health Benefits of the United Methodist Church to stop selling D9 Caterpillar or tractors to Israel, or no pressure has been placed on HP and Motorola from the Board of Pensions. I'm sorry to say that, but it is the truth. It is time for this denomination to say, we're not going to put up with this anymore.
A spokesperson for Motorola declined to be interviewed, but said in an email statement, as a well-respected and responsible corporate citizen, our global activities are conducted in accordance with U.S., local, country, and other applicable laws, as well as our own code of business conduct. Hewlett-Packard didn't respond to the interview request by deadline, but a spokesperson for Caterpillar, Jim Dugan, said his company does not directly supply equipment to Israel.
Caterpillar, in these instances, are providing products, not just the D9 earth-moving equipment, but other products as well, to the U.S. government through this foreign military sales program. The U.S. government then supplies the products to the Israeli government.
The petition filed with the church's Board of Pensions is set to be heard in the Financial Administrative Legislative Committee this week. Leaders of the initiative are optimistic that the measure will clear that committee. It's an effort that has drawn interfaith support. Rabbi Brant Rosen leads a Jewish congregation in the Chicago area. After taking several trips to the area, Rosen grew up identifying with Israel.
The trips that invariably that I took were these hermetically sealed trips on one side of the Green Line that presented one image of Israel. And to be honest, I was afraid, like many Jews are, to venture to that other side, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. But what really caused a transformation in my relationship to this issue was meeting Palestinians.
And Sandra Tamari is a member of the Quakers. She's also an American Palestinian with a background in economic development. She said the argument that positive investment in Palestine as opposed to divestment in companies who profit from Israeli occupation doesn't make sense.
Palestinians currently have a GDP per capita of $1,400. Israelis have a GDP per capita of $30,000. We pay the same prices for consumer goods. We pay more for our water when we can get it, and our electricity when we can get it. The checkpoints hinder any kind of trade or business. Corporate engagement has not been enough. There has a long history in the Methodist Church and in the Presbyterian Church and in my own faith community, the Quakers, in trying to get these companies to do the right thing. And that has not worked. The companies don't even return our calls at this point.
Divestment is one part of the nonviolent resistance to the Israeli occupation known as BDS, or Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. Regardless of how it's done, for some, ending the occupation is personal. Alex Awad is a Palestinian Christian. He was born in Jerusalem and still lives there. Awad said when he talks to people about the changes that need to happen, he's not just talking about something he read in the newspaper.
I have seen the suffering of the Palestinian people at the checkpoint. I have seen the wall going up through the years. I have seen the land confiscation. I have seen the home demolition. I have seen olive trees, thousands of them, uprooted in order to build the wall.
But on a trip deeper into the West Bank, Awad realized things were only getting worse in the region.
The people have only 6 hours of electricity every 24 hours. There's a lot of suffering. There's a lot of pain.
In 2003, Rachel Corey, a member of the International Solidarity Movement, was killed in the Gaza Strip. She was crushed by a bulldozer, one built by Caterpillar and driven by a member of the Israeli military. Her parents, Craig and Cindy Corey, didn't know much about the movement back then, only that it was important to their daughter. But following her death, Cindy Corey said she spent a lot of time trying to figure out what to do next.
You know, there were a lot of options on there. Ultimately, we couldn't, there was no way to return to our previous life. And so with the support of many, many people who helped us learn and grow in the process, this working on this issue, connecting with people in Israel and in Palestine, really learning and being nurtured by them, helped us find a path.
An initial investigation after Corey's death claimed that the driver of the bulldozer could not see her. However, according to Cindy Corey, the circumstances are still being investigated. Craig and Cindy Corey are also still involved in a civil suit in Israel and support divestment initiatives. The United Methodist Church's conference will continue at the Tampa Convention Center through May 4th. Divestment advocates plan to maintain a presence at the conference until it's over. The Coreys will be guests on Last Call tomorrow evening at 5:30 on 88.5 FM.